shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And he made a contrast between a hired shepherd, which is not the shepherd who owned the sheep. The hired one will only does what he can do, but when the danger comes, he would run away. You know, for example, there is wolves or bear, you know, or lion that would come and eat one of the sheep. And when this hired servant or shepherd look at this danger is greater in power than him, then he would run away. He doesn't care about the sheep. But he said, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I remember the story of David, if you still remember the story of David, when he was anointed by the prophet Samuel. He was a shepherd. He was still young, but he told, you know, how he did his work as a shepherd. He said to King Saul, you know, once he met with King Saul, and King Saul, you know, was asking him, are you sure you want to fight Goliath? Are you sure you're just so small? You're going to fight Goliath? And then David said to King Saul, you know, I'm a shepherd, but I know my God will fight for me. I'm a shepherd. I have three little, you know, sheep or goat. But whenever the danger comes, lion come and attack one of the sheep, I would run and chase after that animal and I will tear the mouth. I will save my sheep. And he said, if God have been using me to destroy those animals who taking, you know, trying to take the sheep from my hand, I believe he will give me the strength also to destroy Goliath. Now, the story of David reminds me about how a good shepherd would do his best, even to, you know, risk his own life in order to protect the flock. Now, Jesus, when he spoke about the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, the story of David came up to my mind. And it's proven. The thing about sheep, you know, is one of the animals that are not very smart, according to, you know, the study. It would go astray so easily, you know, distracted so easily. You know. For example, when a little lamb, you know, playing with the friends, you know, other lambs, there would be a butterfly flying, you know, and then this lamb would go and try to follow this butterfly wherever the butterfly fly. And sometimes it got distracted and got lost from the flock. And I remember a story of Jesus when he said, imagine if you have 100 sheep and one of the sheep got, you know, lost, going astray. What would you do? And he's told the good shepherd would do, he would leave the 99 and try to find the lost one. Now, mathematically, this is not smart. Why would you leave the 99 and find one? You have more here. Why would you leave the more and find the only one? Mathematically, it's not really smart. But when it comes to grace, this is why I really love to share the gospel. When it comes to grace, one soul is more important than the whole world. Jesus loves you and me so much that if there is one of his sheep is going away and got getting lost, he would leave the 99 and find this one to save. He's proven it. You know, if we think about we as sheep, we would go astray from the flock. We've done whatever we did. And we all know that we were sinners before he saved us. But what he did as the shepherd, he didn't run away once he found out that we were sinners and we are doomed. We are going to, you know, go to the death penalty of our sins. But he didn't leave us. He would go to the cross and gave his life for every one of us. I praise the Lord that I am one of his sheep, because he gave his life for me on the cross. And I want to share this to every one of you here. Doesn't matter what kind of feeling you're having right now, maybe one of you feel that you're not very important because you just got, maybe dumped by your boyfriend or girlfriend. Maybe one of you just got laid off from your work and you said, maybe I'm not very important anyway. Maybe you just got a disappointment moment in your life and you said, I'm not that important, nobody cares. But I want to share this message to you. If one of the 100 sheep got lost, Jesus would leave the 99 and find that one. Whoever you are in this room, you are very precious before God's eyes, and he has died for you and me. Now, if he had died for you and me, no matter what problem in your life, no matter what situation you're going through in your life right now, no matter how hard and difficult it is, I want you to remember that you are so precious that Jesus has died for you, for your behalf. If you believe, say amen. I would like to, sometimes when I preach, I'd like to sing a song. I don't know if you allow me to do that. Yes? I would like to sing a song. I know you know this song, but I just would like to play piano, if you don't mind. Because he loves you. Simply because he loves me. And I want to say this to you. Jesus Christ is your shepherd. If you believe, say amen. Whatever your situation is right now, think about yourself as one of the sheep. And Jesus Christ is in your midst. No matter what happened in your life, when you feel that you're so lonely, when you feel that it's so hard, remind yourself, I am one of the sheep of Jesus. He is my shepherd. He laid down his life for me. If he has given up his life for me, he would do anything. If you believe, say amen. So whatever your situation is, remember, you're not going to be left behind. He is with you. Amen. Give your best smile to the person next to you. Say, Jesus is your shepherd. Hallelujah. Now, the second point, I have so many Bible verses, but I don't think I can have the freedom to do that. Otherwise, we're gonna, go out very late, and I know you'll be past the city's time. The second point: the good shepherd knows his sheep, and his sheep knows him. Now, I don't know if you have read this article or not, but when I study about the shepherd, I'm not really a shepherd of goat or sheep, but we'll be amazed when we read about the shepherd who live in the area like Jesus lived. They would know their sheep personally like this, that they would be able to distinguish the face of each shepherd. They know this sheep is this one, the name of this sheep is this one, the name of that sheep is this one. They know which one belongs to them. They know which sheep belongs to other shepherd. And this is true story. They could distinguish the voice of the shepherd. To me, as a as a person, when a sheep, meh, that's just a meh. I don't know which one is which. But to the shepherd, once he heard the meh, oh, this is whatever the name. I don't want to say the name. I'm afraid some of you is the same name, But he knows which one is this voice belong to. I imagine about a mom. Maybe you can try to understand how they distinguish. A mom, for example, who's have little babies, and then bring the baby to the nursery downstairs, for example. And there are many other babies downstairs in the nursery. But the mom would know exactly when the cry of her babies is there. Or whatever it is. But the cry of that very specific baby would be so distinct that the mom would know, oh, that's my baby. And she would run as fast as she can and go down to the nursery. Now, this is only one of the examples to make us understand, oh, yeah, we may be able to distinguish. And when Jesus say, the good shepherd knows his sheep, he really meant it. Even though we are so many, but he knows every one of us personally. He knows your name. He knows your situation. He knows all the struggles that you've been going through. Whenever you pray, whenever you cry before his presence, he listens to every one of you. He knows your failures, by the way. He knows your mistakes, by the way. He knows everything about you from the beginning to the end, because he's not just a shepherd. He's the good shepherd, and he is God. He knows your life from the beginning to the end, before even the creation of the world. But he has chosen you. That is grace, my friend. That is grace. There's another song I don't want to play, I don't want to sing, but he knows my name. You know that song? He knows my every fall. He sees each tears that falls, and he hears me when I call. That's our shepherd. He knows every one of you. Now, I have heard this, that best friend, how do you know a best friend or not? Best friend would know everything about you, but yet still loves you anyway. What's the difference between best friend and only friend, or just acquaintance? Best friend would know everything about you, but yet still loves you anyway. That is our shepherd. He knows everything about me, my failures, my mistakes, everything that I could not do. He knows. He knows everything, but yet he still loves me. I want you to understand this, that your shepherd and my shepherd, he will always love us no matter what. Now, the third point, I know time is running. The third point, the good shepherd come so that the sheep may have life and have it to the full. And he mentioned, I am the gate to the sheep. Whoever comes to me and enter that gate, he will find the pastures. And I think about David again in Psalm 23. You know all that? The Lord is, come on, if you say it together with me, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He leads me to green pastures. He brings me to still waters. Now, if you go on, you will find that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You know, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflow. You prepare a table before my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me the rest of my life, forever, you know, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When the Lord is our shepherd, these things will happen. That's why Jesus said, I come to bring life for them and life to the full. And he contrasted with the devil. The devil come to steal, to kill, and destroy. Whatever happened in your life, I want you to see that our shepherd is good. If you see something that destroy you, killing every aspect of your life, stealing from you, that is not from our shepherd. Because the characteristic of our shepherd is giving life, not stealing, but giving. Not killing, but giving. Not destroying, but giving. And I want you to rest assured, because Jesus Christ is our good shepherd. Whatever you need, he provides. Whatever danger that may come, he protects you. And whatever direction that you need to go to, he will lead you and guide you. So in closing, Jesus said, my sheep know me. My sheep listen to my voice and know my voice. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd and the voice from other. So as an application, this is only a challenge and a reminder for every one of us. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is your good shepherd? If you believe, say amen. Our application is this. The sheep should listen to the shepherd. Listen to his voice. Not only that, when we listen to his voice, we follow him. He would walk in front of us, we'd follow his voice. When you hear other voice, you know it's not from the Lord, don't go there. And I know some of you are getting the temptation, not from the voice of your shepherd, don't go there. You're not going to go to the stranger's voice. You go and follow your shepherd's voice. If you believe, say amen. And the third one, the application, trust your shepherd, because he gives you life. He's not going to destroy you. He's not going to kill you. He's not going to steal from you, but he gives you life to the full. If you receive the message, say amen. God bless you.